Slow-moving disturbances in the atmosphere, along with copious moisture to draw off of, will keep moderate to heavy rainfall in the forecast for much of the day, with temperatures running well below normal. Coverage of the rain will slowly decrease from west to east as the day progresses, and some western and northern areas could see some breaks in the clouds later in the day. Shower coverage will continue to decrease overnight into Tuesday. Now, how quickly does the energy move out, and will there still be some clouds and showers, is the question for our Tuesday. And there's also a chance another upper-level disturbance will move across the region Wednesday with some scattered showers. Models are having a tough time deciding which way that disturbance will go. The temperatures and dew points will be on the rise Thursday, with the chance for some isolated showers and thunderstorms, mainly across the higher terrain. So far, though, it's quite far off meteorologically speaking, but it looks like a cold front may drop through the region Friday night into Saturday. Taking a look at potentially significant weather for today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, says there's a slight risk of severe thunderstorms this afternoon into tonight for the eastern Dakotas to western Minnesota and northwestern Iowa, a marginal risk of severe storms surrounding the slight risk area from parts of the Central Plains to the upper Mississippi Valley, a marginal risk of severe storms this afternoon for northeast Arkansas and western Tennessee, and a marginal risk of severe storms this afternoon for the coastal plains of North and South Carolina. Isolated to widely scattered severe storms are expected across the northern plains and upper Mississippi Valley this afternoon and evening, where damaging wind gusts and large hail will be possible. Isolated strong wind gusts may also occur this afternoon from northeast Arkansas to western Tennessee and across the eastern Carolinas. For those traveling across the Northeast today in New York City, a chance of showers and thunderstorms. It'll be cloudy with a high near 80 degrees. In Boston, partly sunny and cool with a high only near 70. And in Buffalo, partly sunny with a high in the low 80s. The Albany, New York climate normals for today. Normal maximum temperature is 82 degrees with a record of 101 set in 1933. Normal minimum temperature is 62 degrees with a record of 46 set in 1964. Sunrise and sunset data for this first day of August 2016. Sunrise was at 5:47 a.m. and sunset will come at 8:15 p.m. Here's the latest regional forecast for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, including Plattsburgh and Burlington, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area, including Glens Falls. Rain likely with scattered thunderstorms. Some may produce heavy rainfall. Highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Lows in the lower 60s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, including Chicopee, Hartford, Kingston, Poughkeepsie, and White Plains, as well as the remainder of interior southern New England, mostly cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and a chance of rain. Some may produce heavy rainfall. Highs near 80 degrees. And for tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers. Lows in the mid-60s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, including Oneonta, Utica, and Schoharie, along with the southern Adirondacks, including Gloversville and Johnstown, cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and rain today. Highs in the lower 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and lows in the lower 60s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, including Middletown and Great Barrington, as well as the Litchfield Hills, including Torrington, mostly cloudy with rain likely and scattered thunderstorms. Some may produce heavy rain. It'll be warm with highs in the upper 70s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers, lows in the lower 60s. For the Greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as the Saratoga area east of southern Vermont and the Berkshires north of I-90, cloudy with scattered thunderstorms and rain this afternoon. Some thunderstorms may produce very heavy rain, highs in the mid-70s. And for tonight, mostly cloudy with scattered showers and lows in the mid-60s. Your extended forecast region-wide for Tuesday, a chance of showers early, then turning mostly sunny, highs in the mid-70s to near 80 degrees. Sunny and nice for Wednesday, a high in the upper 70s and low 80s. Mostly sunny and warmer Thursday, highs in the low to mid-80s. Mostly sunny and hot on Friday with a high in the mid and upper 80s, and partly sunny with the chance of showers and storms on Saturday with highs in the low and mid-80s. For WAMC, I'm meteorologist Jason Catarina.